said you really liked the fact that you keep it simple. Which is one of the things you like. Can you talk about that a little bit? What does that mean?
You know, just try not to overcomplicate things. You know, I think at this position, obviously, you know, you're in charge of making decisions every play. And, you know, there's a lot of different variables that affect that decision. But, you know, if you can keep it as simple as possible and not get to the line of scrimmage and not overcomplicate things and put a million thoughts in your head, you know, I think it just kind of frees you up, you know, to react and play a little bit faster. And I think anyone... I think you always play better when you're out there and you're really just reacting and you're not out there trying to think through things on the fly.
So I know it's pretty early yet. You guys aren't even tackling yet, but can you get a sense of whether this team's going to be able to run the ball effectively? Going to be a good running team?
You know, I don't know yet. You know, we're going to find out. You know, obviously, you know, we're committed to it. We believe that, you know, having a solid run game, you know, will really help this offense. Obviously, you look at what they were able to do in Kansas City. You know, they were able to run the football very successfully. But, you know, it's pretty early. Like you said, we've only been in pads a couple days. So, you know, I think next week, you know, when we're in pads for the full week, you know, I think we'll learn a lot more about our run game. And I think, obviously, getting into the preseason, you know, we'll find out where we're at and where we need to be. Good. I think it's been really good this week. You know, we've had some good exercises, some good blitz drills. You know, I thought yesterday afternoon, you know, we had a really good blitz walkthrough. You know, we talked through a lot of different scenarios and a couple protections. You know, but for the most part, for the first week, I thought the communication between me and him was really good.
Sam, do you have a preference in how you're receiving the play call through the headset, whether it be the guy who's calling the play or the way Doug is thinking about maybe doing it by going through Frank?
You know, my only preference is that it comes in as quick as possible. You know, obviously, the quicker I get the play call, the quicker I can call it in the huddle. The more time we have on the play clock, the more time we have to make adjustments at the line of scrimmage. You know, whether that's Doug, whether that's Frank, I'm not really sure. I'd probably have to see them both in action to really see, you know, if there was a difference in the two. But, you know, for me, it's just all about efficiency. And the quicker the play comes in, the easier it is, you know, for everyone to get in the huddle, get the play called, and then get to the line of scrimmage.
How do you simplify things? Do you just, I assume a certain play has a million different possibilities. Do you just focus on certain scenarios for each position? I mean, how do you make it simple for like the running backs and the wide receivers? And
I'm not following that question.
You have to keep it simple for the other guys, right? Not as much.
No, for myself.
Oh, okay.
Just my thought process in general. Not so much simple for those guys. Obviously, they're told what to do in the play call. But, you know, my thought process, you know, I think if you can keep it simple and, like I said, not overload yourself with thoughts going to the line of scrimmage, I think you play much better.
Was that the way you were 22, 24 as well? The stage in your career where that philosophy is coming?
I think I've learned that a little bit over the years. You know, I think when you're younger, it's a little bit easier, you know, at least for me, you know, to let some thoughts get into your head. And, you know, you try to make the perfect play on every down. And you want to make the perfect throw or the perfect read. And you realize that you can't do that every time. And that, you know, getting a completion here, getting a completion there, finding a check down, those are good plays. You know, plays that get you in second and two. That's a lot better than trying to make a perfect throw on first and 10, and now you're stuck in second and 10. So I think it's kind of a natural progression, things that you just learn, you know, throughout your career.
What have you seen from Nelson Aguilar? What, coming off his rookie season, what do you think he needs to do to really get through being the kind of guy that a first-round pick is?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, we've all seen Nelson's physical abilities. I mean, he's explosive. You know, he's got a lot of quick twitch. You know, he separates at the line. He separates at the top. You know, I'm sure you could ask him, but, you know, I could imagine, you know, anytime you're a young player, it doesn't matter what position you're playing, I think there's still part of that process where, you know, you're thinking a lot. And I think, you know, as he gets older, you know, as he gets more experience, as he sees more looks from defenses, you know, I think a lot of that will probably be cut out, and he'll go out there and he'll just naturally react to things. And I think, you know, hopefully he can start doing that. But, you know, I think he's shown some flashes and he's made some plays where, you know, he could really help us this year.
So keeping it simple would be a good thing for him.
Exactly, yeah.
I think there were
were some things you had to work through in the offseason, starting from the contract to the draft? Is there any piece of advice you've received or thought that you think that has kind of helped you just deal with the situation?
You know, probably just control what you can control. You know, at the end of the day, that's all you can do. You know, that's really kind of been a mantra of mine for a while. But, you know, each day just come out, give your best, try to get better, try to help this football team, and don't worry about everything else because there's a million other things going on, you know, outside this building, outside this team that I and no one else in that locker room has control of. So really just controlling, you know, what I have the power to control.
You had a pretty good reception yesterday. The fans that probably signed a lot of autographs. Were you wondering how that would go, if it would all be about Carson? Or, you know?
I mean, I think obviously I knew there would be a lot of excitement for everyone to see him, but I thought it was great yesterday. Anytime, you know, we can get over there and get in front of our fans and practice, you know, it's fun. It changes it up a little bit for us, kind of takes away some of the monotony of being over here. No offense, but practicing in front of you guys every day, so.
What have you kind of noticed about, like, Carson's picked things up so far, and you guys talked a lot about what's going on.
Yeah, I think he's done a great job. You know, obviously with this offense, you know, there's a lot on the quarterback's plate. There's a lot of decisions that have to be made. You know, there's a lot of different footworks, a lot of different rhythms, but, you know, he's done a great job. You know, as a rookie to come in and to absorb all that information and to take it onto the practice field, you know, I think he's done a great job.
Same, guys.
That whole thing with Carson. I mean, everybody could hear the fans chanting, "We want Wentz," and everything. I mean, it was the same thing when you were in St. Louis, right? When you were running, feel a little melancholy. I mean,
yeah. I mean, it's one of, like I said. I mean, obviously, he's the second pick in the draft. You know, there's going to be excitement about that. You know, I think it's good. You know, it's good for this team. You know, obviously. And it's one of those things, you know, I just got to deal with, and really, I don't think it's that big of a deal at all, to be honest.
On a day-to-day basis, you know, we're not asking about your knee. That's not a concern.
That's awesome.
In terms of learning the playbook, you said that takes time. What's your day-to-day objective? It's been seven practices here. What's your day-to-day objective?
You know, just get better. You know, right now in training camp, we're still in the phase where we're still installing every day. So usually when we come onto the field, you know, that day we're running plays that are new. You know, trying to master those plays, trying to learn from what we're doing, you know, the day before. But really, that day, focused on what's the situation that day. The situation, you know, tends to change, and the special cat and things. You know, really just taking it day by day and focusing on, you know, what's given to us the night before, coming out, trying to execute those plays the next day. And then if we make a mistake or something happens, go over there and talk about it and figure out what needs to get better for us to improve that play.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Yep.